This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Sharing your food with me?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that we are sharing today, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim and Mike and Kev. Not Aim and Mike, sorry. It's BKS. Kev, I like what you're eating there. It's looking like a snack, just like you. How about you pass that over to your host?
Well, I'm going to lay the snack down on you as we thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
I like snacks.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
So, I want to ask, I mean, grant you, here's my first problem, coming to you to get this advice. Second of all, I guess I'm just stuck with you. But anyway, sharing food on a date, or you're just out with your significant other. I am not about this. Maybe I'm selfish. Maybe I'm just out for me.
Oh, no, you are.
Maybe I'm the problem.
No, you are selfish. You are the problem.
See, I at least I admit it, you know.
I'm here to humper you. So whatever you think you are, I got to bring you down.
All right, fair. Well, you said before we started this, you're not about it either. So I'm going to get...
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no...
It was off the record. It was off the record. Yeah, my bad. All right. So sharing food. I get... let me just get a little nibble. Oh, fine. But when it starts to be like, oh, that tastes good. I don't like, and they don't eat their stuff. Sir or ma'am, we're going to have to.
Well, my brother-in-law is exactly the same way. My sister tells me I order something. I like it. He orders something. He doesn't like it. He'd be like, hey, go straight food. Let me eat yours.
I mean... The whole thing is we go and like you like your food, I like mine. I don't know. Sharing food, maybe if it was a pizza, maybe it's something like shareable, I'll do it. Appetizers, I'll share. But the main course, like if I go out and I get a nice steak or something, I'm all about it for me. I'm in it for me.
You know, you ain't trying to lady in the tramp somebody. Go the spaghetti, the nice Italian man, bling. San Antonio, Alfredo, the third is music. Like, you don't, you ain't about that?
My people take offense to that. Thank you very much. What you just did. But, all right, first of all, if you're ordering spaghetti for two people.
Spaghetti.
If you're ordering spaghetti for two people, you need to reevaluate.
What do you mean reevaluate? What are you talking about?
You don't go on a date and like say, hey, say, hun, I got this. And one spaghetti, please, with meatballs. Like, you don't do that.
What happened if you're both of you don't want, you know, if the platters are big, because I know there's one restaurant in New York City, their platters are fucking humongous, first of all. Second of all, what happens if you both aren't that hungry? You don't want to take it back. You also don't want to give it back to the waiter. You get one spaghetti with the spicy meatball, and then you eat, and then you intertwine, and you do the smoochie. Excuse me.
I don't know. I'm not with that.
Wait, what do you
pizza,
mean?
Pizza's different.
You can't just share a slice with somebody. You can give them a pizza with a pie, but you can't. One slice is your personal slice. You can't share that with somebody else.
I mean,
excuse me.
Also, can we, hot take, can we get over, I don't know if you do this, sorry if I, not really sorry if I offend you, We are in 2023. Our generation has grown. Eat the crust.
Absolutely not. What about if it's too burnt? It's too crispy. I don't just want to eat it. Absolutely not.
I saw a life hack. If you cut the crust off,
how are you gonna cut the crust? I don't bear
it. With a knife? Are you insane?
You said cut. You mean stab it?
No, cut like cut it off.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you cut the crust off and you like you fold the pizza, but you wedge the crust between the folds.
You're the worst type of people. Next thing you tell me, you boil your pasta.
What do you mean? You that's how you cook pasta?
Absolutely not. Unacceptable.
You put it in the oven? Is that what you do?
Yes. Excuse me.
All right, Mr. Italian. Let me gauge your where you stand in our world. Whenever you're making spaghetti, speaking of spaghetti, let's circle back to that. Are you snapping the spaghetti to put it in the pot?
Absolutely. You get the more pieces in the pot. What do you mean? You can.
More pieces in the pot?
Excuse me.
No, like that hurts my head. It's one piece.
No, you break it. You get two tiny pieces. You break more pieces in the pot.
It just looks like there's more there when it really is just the same.
No. You don't know how to count. It's more pieces. I'm an Italian man. You could grant me. I owe the Olive Garden on the internet.
Though that tells me all I need to know when you referenced Olive Garden. Can we dive into your fascination with Olive Garden? Because we talked about the Olive Garden, and it was just like two or three podcasts ago, and you wanted to go so bad. All right, I need to unpack this right now. Why do you want to go? Why do you want to go to Olive Garden? So bad. Like, this is Disney World for you.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
It's like eating in a private kitchen of a stereotype.
Well, so you want to go just because you feel like you're in someone's kitchen when it's a commercial restaurant.
It's like eating in a stereotypical Italian man's kitchen. And I don't want to eat in my kitchen because I'm a Sicilian.
They make good pizza. But
oh, we do. Thank you. Now, excuse me.
Now, you're the type of guy, like, saying you want to eat at Olive Garden for the ambiance, you're the kind of guy that says this food is too spicy whenever they just put salt and pepper on it.
That is not me. I ask for them to give me the Parmesan cheese and let them grind all the cheese out. Excuse me.
Oh, that's like the one thing at Olive Garden that really gets me anxious is whenever they come over and they're making the salad and they have the grinder of cheese. I have a member in my family who really loves the cheese, and they stay there. They're cranking this thing like Soldier Boy.
I want them to empty out the cheese so I can taste the cheese.
That's too much. Like, I draw a line there with how much cheese we're doing. That also kind of factors into the whole date thing. Who's deciding the cheese ratio?
It's me. I'm deciding the cheese.
You're paying for it.
Absolutely. I'm the one who intervened.
I mean...
Excuse me,
yeah. Now, let's say you take your honey to Olive Garden. You're like, girl, I'm going to treat you right tonight. The finest Italian restaurant in the tri-state area.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to take you to a typical Italian, typal kitchen.
Okay, even better. This reminds me. I watch your tweets because, you know, I'm concerned about you online. You said you just started watching The Office. How far in are you?
I watched the casino night.
Casino night. Did he go to New York City yet?
He went to Connecticut.
Connecticut. All right. When he goes to New York City, just take notes. And that reminds me of you. Right now. It reminds me of you.
Which character are you talking about?
Michael. When Michael goes to the city. Take notes.
Who's the guy that messes with the white?
Jim.
Jim went to Connecticut right now. Yeah, they're playing Call of Duty as a team building exercise.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about when Michael goes to New York City. That is what you need to look out for, because that reminds me of you and your obsession with Olive Garden. Although I have claimed that the tour of Italy at Olive Garden is some pinnacle food, because it has your fettuccine alfredos, your lasagna, your chicken parm, everything. Grant you, it's not the true Italian meal. It's not like true Italian food. It's Americanized, like Chinese food is nowadays. So I'm just saying.
If you never had Olive Garden, like me, you go there, you see the typical Italian, stereotypical Italian man cooking for you. It's like I'm eating in his private kitchen.
This is the one thing that I can guarantee. Mm. You go in that kitchen.
Mm.
Not one fresh off the boat Italian is working in that kitchen.
Joke's on you. My Uncle Tony's working there right now.
Why'd you go for Tony? You couldn't say like anything else? Like any...
Luigi's the waiter.
You're going to say Mario next?
No, I don't know. Mario. Mario don't work there no more. We fire you.
That's why he's plumbing, right?
Is that yeah. He's making more money. No, excuse me.
Now, I guess to kind of do everything, I view the main course as non-shareable. I view appetizers as shareable, and I view dessert as shareable.
If you like the woman or the man, you share the food. You don't care.
No, I care. If we're going to a good place that I like... If we go to Olive Garden, I'm not sharing, because then what if she's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to take the chicken parm, but you can have the fettuccine and the lasagna. No.
Absolutely. It's all good.
No.
It's the same.
I love chicken parm. Chicken parm is my food. Like, that's my food of choice.
I'm not sacrificing. You got to make sacrifices. It's all about sharing and caring. You've never been to Italy. Italy, we share everything. No, excuse me.
Yeah, no. This is not right. When we go to Olive Garden, I'm not sharing one thing with you. I'm letting you navigate that menu alone, and you figure it out. And if you come near my plate, I swear either a knife or fork is going straight through you, wherever you stand.
You won't even know. My fork will go in your plate, and you wouldn't even know it.
One thing my grandmother used to do, whenever we were out eating, she, like, if I had to go use the bathroom and we ordered, normally we order the same thing because we have similar taste. She gaslit me so many times where I'd get up to go use the bathroom and she'd cut her food because she didn't eat it all and she'd throw it on my plate. And then I'd come back and I'm like, I thought I finished. Like,
but did you eat that food? Did you share what you get, Emma?
And that was like foresharing. That was foresharing. Or that was like gaslighting sharing.
That shows tearing. See, something happened to you when you became little to a bigger man.
So you're saying this is all trauma? This is all trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma. All right. What isn't going to traumatize me is more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
Scusi.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.